Good morning. We are talking with Bob Moses, Prairie du Chien Area Chamber President, right? Well, President, CEO,
that works. Yeah, that
whatever
works.
You
yeah.
want to call
combination
your,
of both.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And of course, last week you had the Chamber Dinner celebrating 75 years of the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber. So I know you kind of just want to give a shout out to everybody that was there, thank them, and kind of give a recap of the night.
I really do. And thank you, Lori, for letting me do this. But first, I'd like to thank everybody that was able to attend last Thursday evening. It was a great evening. We had over close to 125 people there. It turned out to be a great, great evening for the Chamber of Commerce and for 17 businesses, owners, event organizers that actually we celebrated last week. Shout out to Brian and Brittany. They did an amazing job. Meal was great. But for 75 years, there were so many businesses and organizations and individuals that really needed to be recognized this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 75 years is an accomplishment in itself for the Chamber. So then kind of getting to recognize everybody else was really cool, too.
It really was. Some of the award winners, the New Business of the Year award went to Water's Edge Kitchen and Mattress Store, which, you know, they've done a great job for the downtown. Their window display is spot on. It's very attractive. And kudos to them for actually, you know, bringing that to our historic downtown, which is great. Southwest Collision, they received an award for 10 years of service in the Prairie du Chien area community. Trickling Waters Retreat over in Marquette, they received the Hospitality Award, being 15 years as a chamber member. The United Methodist Church, we wanted to honor them for a 15-year milestone for their outreach programs, their volunteer efforts, and for their unwavering support on all the lives they've touched in Prairie du Chien. Kudos to them as well. We had an opportunity to present Prairie Health with a 15-year award in the community. Josh does a great job. Kudos to him for also everything he's done for the health and quality of life for the residents of Prairie du Chien. Ducky's Window Service, if you see Paul around doing the windows, he's been doing that now for 20 years here in the Prairie du Chien area.
Yeah.
Which was, it's great business. As he said last night, he purchased the business 21 years ago for $50.
Yeah.
Not thinking it was going to go anywhere. And you see him all over town, which is great. Computer Support Plus, we actually gave them a 20-year service award. We do not, for example, the chamber office, we don't have an IT person.
Mm-hmm.
So when things crash, which they do on a regular basis, we give them a call, which is also helpful. We wanted to honor Robert Varver with Maiden Voyage Riverboat Cruises. That is probably one of the highest attractions that we promote in the area. And they received an award last night for 20 years of being in business. The event of the year, which was, I thought, it was a different award because not only did it focus on tourism, it also focused on ag tourism.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that DDI and Connect Communities of Gaze Mills brought to Crawford County when they hosted the 78th Alice in Dairyland event. It was a great event. I know for those of us that do plan events, it was a lot of work. I know they had to raise a lot of money. And kudos to both organizations for pulling that off this year.
Yeah, it was a great event.
The Rendezvous also received an award for 50 years. The Prairie Valley Rendezvous, thanks to Big River Long Rifles. It's awesome that we can take a look at our heritage of how Prairie du Chien actually came to be. And it was through the efforts of that organization to really pull that together over the last 50 years. And I was glad that they were there to accept the award.
Yeah.
We did give two community investment awards, which were also very deserving. The first one went to Royal Bank and their new bank that they have out there in Bridgeport. And like I said last night, that new bank also, you know, supports both Bridgeport and Prairie du Chien. So we want to thank them. And then Mississippi Meats also won the second community investment award for just the location that they added to it.
Yes.
And I think that's going to bring more and more people to that area down by Black Hawk Junction, which I think is amazing. I want to thank both gentlemen that were there last night, Chris and Carl, for bringing their employees. As they stated during their little speech at the end, it's their employees that really actually helped them be successful. So hats off to them as well. I was glad that Tom Nelson was there.
Yeah.
As he was recognized for 50 years as the Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon. And that's something that this community actually celebrates every year, the last weekend in January, along with not only not only was...
Chad Abram
was there, and Dan Morris was there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a celebration of everybody that pulls that off, which is huge for our area. And then the last award was given to the chamber by a past board member, Jim Hackett. Mm-hmm. He came back and presented the award to the chamber for 75 years of everything that we've done over the last 75 years.
Yeah, so it was a good night.
It really was a good night.
Yes, and of course, as we kind of gather around to talk business and, you know, just kind of a night to appreciate all of the businesses in Prairie du Chien.
It is, and it's a time, actually, it's something that we have to do per our bylaws. You know, every year we have to host, you know, an annual dinner. But not only to recognize, you know, the award winners and all the great things happening in the Prairie du Chien area, it's a time for businesses to really get together and network. There were a lot of new faces there last night, and it was a good exposure for them to meet the other community members. You know, Crossing Rivers Health was there, and the school was there, and it's a good way to get out there and get to meet the general public.
Yeah, we were talking with Bob Moses, kind of recapping the annual chamber dinner, and I know it's getting to be that fall tourism season, so busy guy. Thanks for joining us this morning, and enjoy Prairie du Chien this fall.
Thank you very much, Lori.